Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi Daf Ches, and we are on Zion Mabez. We are in the Shemitah and the Yovels and the those other items that are halachas that go by Tishrei. That go by Tishrei. We said Mashana the Shemitim and the Yovelos, that goes by Tishrei. Last we said was the we spoke about the Shemos HaChadashim. We spoke about the months. We spoke about the Shvat, we'll have to get back to, but the first part of the Mishnah, Shanim, Shmitim, Yovlos. So that's what we're up to now, Shmita and Yovel. Says the Gemara. L'Shmita minayin. How do I know about two-thirds of the way down on Zayin Mabez? How do we know that Shmita, the year of the halacha year of Shmita, goes by Tishrei? That's where it starts. All the halachas of Shmita about the Shvisas Hakarka and Shmitas Ksafim goes by the end of the year of Shmita we paskin. So minayin, so miketz sheva shanim tasa Shmita. The end of the seventh year, 7 years tasa Shmita. You always do seven. Every seventh year is Shmita. So mashanim mitishrei, just like it says there, shanim and Shmita. So just like the years we calculate are from Tishrei. So av Shmita mitishrei, having the same pasuk, shanim. Even though the Pashup Shad is just that at the end of the seventh year, but it says the word Shanim. So we say that means Tishrei, so to Shmita. Liyovos minayin. What about Yovel? V'safar telecha, sheva shapsos shanim, sheva shanim, sheva pa'amim. So that Pasuk compares Shmita and Yovel. You count seven Shmitas and then have a Yovel. So mashanim u'shmitin mitishrei, av Yovelos mitishrei. So you have Shanim in there, you have Shmita in there, you have Yovel in there. It's just like Shmita. And Shanim go by Tishrei, so to Yovel. There's a machlokas, interesting machlokas, Rambam Ravid. And the Rambam, the Rambam quotes the Gaonim, whether they counted, Shemitahs, in between the years, the 70 years, and then when they went back, was Yovel still involved? Did they skip a year or did they just skip it? There's a whole machlokas there. They quote, it's an interesting, case study, because the Rambam quotes the Gaonim and says, yeah, really, the Gaonim are probably right. And the Ravid said, no, you Rambam, you're right. So it's the only time that the Rambam doesn't pass like the Rambam, and the Ravid passes like the Rambam. In this, the context of, Shmita and Yovel during that early time. But either way, it goes by Tishrei. Hativa, and says the Gemara, really? Does Yovel start with the first day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah of the 50th year? V'hoksiv avarta shofar trua b'chodesh hashvi. That pasuk says in the continuation, b'chodesh hashvi, be'eser l'chodesh b'yom ha-kippurim. Where you blow shofar in Yovel, the chinuch, the end of Vayikra, says the pasuk, you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur of Yovel. So you see Yom Kippur. Doesn't that mean all the halachas of Yovel start on Yom Kippur? The fact that we blow shofar there, doesn't that mean that we also all the halachas of Yom Kippur start on Yom all the halachas of Yovel start on Yom Kippur of Yovel, just like the halacha, the mitzvah of blowing shofar, taviru shofar. So the Gemara says no, we don't start on Yom Kippur. Why? Because there's a rule. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosef, Treyon, B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar, Rabbi Yitzchak, Kadesh, Yukol, Chachi, Hashanah, Shavim. You can't split a month. You can't split a month. Meaning, you can't say, oh, it starts on Yom Kippur. Right? For these halachas, it's all the same. The month has to go with the same year. So therefore, if you're going to tell me that some of this month is Yovel, so you start with the beginning of the month, right? That is the halacha. Lo yechodesh echad nechlav l'shei shanim. You can't have 1 month split. There, we do blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel, but does not mean that all the halachas of Yovel start on Yom Kippur. Halachas of Yovel start at the beginning of the year, and there's a little bit of a limbo period for certain elements of the avadim. They go semi-free, they're not fully free. So there is a limbo period a little bit, but really the year starts from Rosh Hashanah of that year. The Chinuch in Shin Lamed Aleph in the Parshas Bahar discusses the mitzvah of blowing shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. That's a din daraisa. It's a mitzvah daraisa. Bizman hazeh, we blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur as a minhag to remember maybe the Yom Kippur of Yovel, as a minhag to just to say it, that everybody should know that the Yom Kippur is over. But in the days of the Mikdash, days that was a bezdin. Let's call b'shofar basiri b'shi b'tishrei shu yom kippurim. Avar the shofar tshuva b'yom kippurim. V'yadua shemitzvah satkia b'yom zeh lefarsim cherus kol evet ivri. It's to publicize that the avadim go free. That's the purpose of one of the purposes of the shofar. Sheyetzei ben chor b'li damim without having to pay his way out. V'ein inyana k'inyan tkia shofar b'rosh hashanah. It's not the same as shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's a different mitzvah. Shetkia hahi anu osin l'kvoa machshavatenu al inyan akedas Yitzchak. That shofar on Rosh Hashanah says the chinuch. That's about akedas Yitzchak. V'nitzayer b'nafshenu la'asos gambanu kamohu la'avas Hashem. If you don't learn this chinuch, you won't get the full picture of Rosh Hashanah. Or you can go to the mitzvah of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but it's not going to exactly use these same words. So you have to learn all of the chinuch to get the message of the chinuch. So here, by the Yom Kippur of the shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel, he says Rosh Hashanah is about remembering Akedas Yitzchak and imagining in our minds that we are like him for Avas Hashem. Umitoch kach yaaleh zichroneinu lufnei Hashem l'tov, and Hashem will remember us for good. Klomer sheniya zakayim lufanav v'zosat kiyasha Yovel. It's just a pirsum hacherus of the avadim. It's a very different idea. It's an interesting question in Lumdus. On Rosh Hashanah, we say the mitzvah is Shmiah, according to many Rishonim. So that's why one person blows and we hear. The mitzvah of Yovel might be the din of blowing. It's a din of mitzvah of blowing. So could somebody blow for me and that can count as my blowing? Or does everybody have to blow their own shofar? So that's a question. That's a discussion. But Sharshi HaMitzvah, but the Sharshi of the mitzvah is three words. Misery loves company. Right, that's the Sefer HaChinuch here, and that is, it's hard to set your avadim free. Your avad has been working you for so long, and you set him free without his having to pay out. It's tough, but you know what? If you hear the shofar, you realize everybody's doing it. Everybody's going through the same thing. And if that gives a nechama, look what he says. Yadua ki kala shofar to'orer leib b'nei adam im l'shalom im l'molchama. Shofar psychs us up and wakes us up. V'inyin shiloach ha'evet she'ovet es adonav zman rav hu kashema od b'nei adonav. It's hard. Al kain lo'orer leiv habrios al ha'inyan. To awaken us. U'lachazek nafsham. U'lahazhiram ala mitzvah. B'irosam ki davar shavehu b'chala aretz v'ashakol osim kain. Nitztav al zeh, we're commanded. She'ein davar, she'echazek libos b'nei adam, k'mo maisa harabim. U'kamayim ha'chacham, and he quotes, like the chacham says, he quotes this from a medrash, tsar rabim nechama. Right? Misery loves company. It's exactly tsar rabim nechama. That gives us comfort if we know everybody else is going through the same thing. Gama eved ba'atzmo mis'ore latzeis k'chal avadim mitachaz di'arabo ha'shahav, and even if the eved loves his master, he realizes it's time to leave. It's time to leave. And then he goes. He does, the chinuch does quote at the end of that piece, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Ches. May Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, ha-yohavadim ochlim v'shosim usmeichim, beveis adonam. They are not working anymore, they're eating, drinking, and being merry. Lo niftarin l'badehen, v'lo ha-adam mishtabi b'hem. They're not, working, but they didn't leave yet. Lo, kivan shigil Yom Kippurim, tikut bezden ha-shofar, niftarin l'badehen. Bezden blows, okay, according to this, and they go home. So you see there's a limbo period, but all the other halachas of Yovel start on Rosh Hashanah, so you don't split the month. Back to the Gemara. Really? You can't split a month? What about our Mishnah? Hatevin v'hataninon, v'echad b'shvat, Rosh Hashanah li'ilon k'dever b'shamay, b'yisol omer b'chamish azerbo. Right? Beis Hillel. You split a month? You split a month, right? Two b'shvat starts the beginning of the year for the trees. Hare ein kol chad she'ashana shavin, right? You see all the months aren't equal. V'chodesh echa nechak l'she'ishanim. You see, right? Shvat, according to Beis Hillel, is split. No answer given to that question. The answer could be, the Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis, because that has to do with a natural reality, right? In nature, about the rain. So there, Hashem is kind of telling us and giving us a simon that month has to be split. But you can't, besides that, arbitrarily split a month in half if it's based on other halachic reasons. If it's based on physical, natural reasons, so then maybe you would be able to. That could be an answer. But again, the Gemara here does not answer. Period. Ketzad l'nitiyah. So the next word in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Shanim. We said, how do you count years? Shemitah, Yovel. Next, Nitiyah. Nitiyah means Arla. Arla. So you might remember some of these ideas from the Bali of a Yoredea Reish Sadi Dalit. So the Gemara says, so what case of Nitiyah? What does it mean, Nitiyah, that the laws of Arla go by, remember the first 3 years of a fruit tree, I'm not allowed to get benefit from it. It's Aser Bahana'a, Arla. Arla applies even in Chutz La'aretz, even in Chutz La'aretz. Suffolk Arla is Mutter in Chutz La'aretz. That's a special din, Daraisa, that even though usually we say Suffolk Daraisa L'chumra, but it comes to Arla, Suffolk Arla is Mutter in Chutz La'aretz. We have a couple of exceptions like that. Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter. So Ketzel L'Natia, so Tani Hanotea, if somebody plants a little tree, Hamavrich, or somebody does the underground grafting, right, Mavrich, I pull a root under the ground, I pull it up somewhere else. Vahamarkiv, or I graft. Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Basically, if I plant or do anything like that to a tree, at least 30 days before the first day of Tishrei. So it's been at least a month. Then skip the Vav. Also, Lo Shana Shlema. That's considered a year. That's considered the first year of Arla. And, Tishrei comes, it's year two. It's year two. As long as you have 30 days before. If you don't have 30 days before, then it's not. Mutar l'kayem b'shvi'is. And also, if that year is coming up as a Shemitah year, this is not considered as if I planted something during Shemitah. I planted it more than 30 days before. And therefore, you can keep it. Pachos b'shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. But if I plant something or I graft something 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, then lo also lo shana shlema. Then you can't count that as a year. Then Arla is not going to change. It's not going to be year two when Rosh Hashanah comes. You have to have at least a month. At least a month. Why? Because we assume taking roots takes a month. And the issue of planting during Shemitah means you can't do something to cause a tree to take root during Shemitah. So even if I did it 3 weeks before Shemitah, that's as if I'm planting during Shemitah. And that's why, also L'kayma Mishrias, I have to uproot it. So therefore, I have to start it all if I want the year to count for Arla. And if I want it to be Mutter before Shemitah, I have to do it before Rosh Chodesh Elul. As long as I plant before Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's at least a month before, then it's considered planted in that year and is counted as a full year for Hilchus Arla. But, Aval Amru, Peirus, Netiyazu, Asurna, Chamisha, Asar Bishvat. Says the Gemara, though it's true that Arla goes by the first day of Tishrei, and therefore let's say I plant it in the middle of the year, or at least 30 days before, so then when Rosh Hashanah comes, it's year two. When the following Rosh Hashanah comes, it's year three. When the following Rosh Hashanah comes, so year three should be over, and it should be year four, it should be Ravai. Again, even though it's been less, it's only been it could be 2 years and 32 days. It hasn't been a full 3 years. But still, that's the halacha. It counts as 3 years. But now, says the Gemara, the peros really, there's still an extension. Even though it's year four, the fruit are still usher until a couple months later on Tu Bishvat. That is the Gemara. Again, you're allowed to, it still ends up being less than 3 years. But even though officially it's really the fourth year already, we still wait. We still wait until Tu Bishvat. My taima, why? There's a remez to this halacha in the Torah. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, u'bashana ha-revius. It says right after Arla, and in the fourth year, so the pashup shot, that's a separate pasuk. This is halacha of the third year, and in the fourth year, it's Ravai. But we read that phrase with the previous pasuk also. Ma'atashmamina, amrev zira, shaloshanim yelachem arelim lo yachel, there's a laws of Arla, u'vashana, that vav, u'vashana, and in the fourth year, sometimes in the fourth year, you also got a little bit of Arla. Like in this case, again, I planted it before 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So when Rosh Hashanah comes, it's year two starts. The following Rosh Hashanah, year three starts. The following Rosh Hashanah, it should be all finished. Arla should be finished. And we say, no. Wait a couple of extra months until Tu Bishvat in order for it to be totally mutter. The Gemara wonders. Again, let's just finish the flow. Amrebi Babar Mamo Kumir Reb Zeira. When does that apply? That you have to wait the extra couple of months until Tu Bishvat. Nirin Dvarim Bishenatu Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. That L'chorash maybe applies only because you're getting off easy, so to speak. And you're counting less than 3 years to be your years of Arla. Let's say I planted this 2 months before Rosh Hashanah. So those 2 months can count as a year, and then I have another two. So it's 2 years and 2 months. So maybe that's where we say you gotta wait till Tu Bishvat in order for it to for the fruit to be mutter. But if I planted it less than a month before Rosh Hashanah, I planted it a week before Rosh Hashanah. So by Rosh Hashanah, it is the start of year one. You don't get off any. So then you count another year. Year two. You count another year. So when the 3 years are over, So it ends up being more than 3 years. It's not like less than 3 years, right? Because this week before Rosh Hashanah didn't count as anything. So when you have to count a full 3 years, and it ends up being a full. So you're going to tell me there also, you have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. Isa Chami, look and see. Shana Shlema, skip the word low, also low. A full year, it counts. You have a full year, but it ends up being more than 3 years. Vatam or Hachin, you're going to tell me that you have to wait till Tu B'Shvat? Meaning, that's the Gemara's question. Do you say, when we say that, oh, the year's over, but you have to wait a couple of extra months from Rosh Hashanah, from the first of Tishrei till Tu B'Shvat? L'chora, the Gemara says, that should apply, Rabbi Bob Bar Mamel suggests, that should only be where you're basically getting it off easy. You're counted 2 months as a year, therefore you have to wait a couple of extra months. But if you didn't get off easy, you planted closer Rosh Hashanah, so you're going to end up having more than 3 years. You're going to have to wait till Tu B'Shvat then too? Rabbi Bob Bar Mamel says, so Rabbi Zeira argues, Amalei says, V'ikeni, if it's true what you're trying to say, no, I argue. Even if you planted it before 30 days, meaning you're counting that whole thing as a year. Why should you go by Tu B'Shvat at all? Right? You see, you're clearly, you're not going by the actual years. Right? You're not going by the actual years because you're like, you're talking about Rosh Hashanah and then you're talking about, you're allowed to count 2 months as a year. So just like you could go by less than 3 years, and if it's less than 3 years, Tu B'Shvat still plays a role. So maybe even if it's more than 3 years, Tu B'Shvat plays a role. Just because it's more than 3 years, you see you're not going by actual counting of 3 years. So just like the case of when you planted it more than a month before Rosh Hashanah. So altogether you have less than 3 years. You still got to go until Tu B'Shvat. So maybe you should have to go until Tu B'Shvat even if it's more. Meaning you planted it close to Rosh Hashanah. So my kadun, what's the halachas? Am Rebbe Mana, mikiva chu omid, betok shenaso, shel ilan mashlum shenaso. No, this is the Misora. Misora is, it's still within the world of trees, and therefore, if you had, this is the Misora that we have, if you're counting less than a year as a year, you go to a Tu B'Shvat. But it might not be the same if you, have more than 3 years, physically. And that's interesting, what we paskin. Look in Reish Tzadi Dalet, right? This is the Hilchos Arla Arla Maisa, right? Reish Tzadi Dalet in Yaradeya, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Chilek. Reish Tzadi Dalet, Siv Dalet, and, Sif Hei, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, Shalo Shanim Halalu, She'inam Nimim Yom Liyom, right? These 3 years of Arla, you don't always count from the moment that you planted it. Ela Holchem Bahem Acher Shnosa Olam, Shu Maskel Mitishrei. You go by what we call Rosh Hashanah. V'im nis'abra nis'abra la'arlo l'ravai. And if you have Shana Muberes, it says what to do. So Ketzad, Nata mikodem tezayin ba'av. So he has not only a month, but he has 45 days, 44 days. Okay, why is that? That's not for now. Shenishar adayin mem dalad yom ad Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Kivan shigei Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. If you planted it within a month or 45 days before, also Lashana. So then Rosh Hashanah starts year 2. Umana och deshanim, and you have another 2 years. V'yam nata b'yom tezayin, but if you planted it closer to Tishrei, so then mona mi Rosh Chodesh Tishrei haba shana shalosh shanim shleimim. If you planted it 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, those 2 weeks don't count at all. So when Rosh Hashanah comes, that's when your 3 year cycle starts. Ulacha Rosh Chodesh Tishrei shalshana revius. That's what he says. You have the limbo period until Tu B'Shvat as well. And then he says, Hadam Rinan, Shalacha Rosh Chodesh Tishrei Shoshana Revias, Kalapir Shachantu Kodem Tu B'Shvat, Yeshlem Gamkin Din Arla. This halacha, that even after they're in the fourth year fruit, you still gotta wait till Tu B'Shvat. Avav Bishin Gemara Macharkach, Davka Benetia Shehikamu Ola Betchilasa. Like our Gemara says. Where we were makel at the beginning to count 2 months as a year, so that's where we'd say you got to extend it till Tu B'Shvat. Shekivan she'avar olem mem dalad yom also l'shana l'ficha chachmanu olay besofa halav achi lo. If not. V'yesh omrim deloshna. And some say there's no difference. Like our Gemara says, back and forth. These are the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, but again, the first day is Stam, and the second day is as a yesh omrim. The Minchas Chinuch in Reish Sadi Ches, in Oz Tesvav discusses the difference between this halacha, let's say, of Shemitah, right? Because what did the Gemara say? If I planted it very close to Shemitah, like 2 weeks before Shemitah, it's planted during Shemitah and you gotta rip it out. That's different than Shabbos and Yontif. If I light a fire before Shabbos. You know, that's not a problem with it being lit on. But lit on Shabbos, right, says the Minchas Chinuch, because Shemitah has an added element, and that is Shvisas Karka. The Karka has to rest. So even if I'm not actively doing something during Shemitah, but if it's considered as if the Karka is not resting because the roots are taking root during that time, that's a violation. That's the Minchas Chinuch. Kamo da nachnu mitzuvim b'Shabbos al Shvisas Behemto, just like there's a Shvisas Behemto idea of Shabbos, kein b'Shvias, chutz mimadichsiv, lenochach, lo tizra, besides what it says about you, don't plant, right? Over gamkein ba'asei, there's also an asei, v'shavsa ha'aretz. Imkein anachnu mitzuvim al Shvisas ha'aretz b'Shvias. Alkein afilu nata kodem Shvias. Even if I plant before Shemitah, devada eino over al alav dosad chalos Isra, tohu eino zareya b'Shvias, if I plant something 2 weeks before Shemitah, I'm not violating the Isser of don't plant, I didn't plant, rak over al asei d'shvisas ha'aretz, di ha'aretz ose malacha b'Shvias. But the land is doing malacha during Shemitah, and that's why you'd have to rip it out. That's what our Gemara says, that you would have a problem. Maybe midrabanan, your kalim are supposed to rest also, Machlok Beisham Beisila, I shouldn't say Midrabanan, Beisham Beisila, Machlok about Shvisas Kalim on Shabbos, the Shvisas Behemto is Daraisa, but Shemitah has Shvitas Karka. And, that's why going close to Shemitah would be a problem different than Shabbos. Okay, there's more there. Remember the Nemuki Yosef in Baba Kama about, lighting fire, lighting halakas near Shabbos, why isn't that Eishem Mishim Chitzov, and you have a problem on Shabbos? Okay, don't have time for that right now. Says the Gemara Kesa Liyarakos. The next word in the Mishnah is that the first day of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for vegetables. Vegetables, as we know, have a different mechayev for when Trumas and Maisers are chayev than others. Yirakos for sure are drabanan, remember. Dag and Tirosh v'Yitzar, that's Daraisa, according to everybody, Trumas and Maisers. All other fruit is a machlokas. Rambam, all fruit are Daraisa. Rashi and Tosfos and many other Rishonim, no, it's drabanan. Vegetables are for sure drabanan, but when do vegetables go by? So we already have the past couple of days. Sometimes you go by when it grows a third. Sometimes you go, that's by grain. Sometimes you go by when it blossoms. That's fruit. Vegetables go by when they're picked. When they're picked. When you cut them from the ground. That's the key year for vegetables. So Ketzel Yirakos, so Lakat, that's why he says Lakat, harvested. Lakat, Mimenu Yisrael, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Achelach Hashecha. If I pick some cucumbers right before Rosh Hashanah, and then, the goy, I'm not picking on Rosh Hashanah, that's not allowed. But I don't know, there's a goy that picked cucumbers after Rosh Hashanah started. And I don't know, and then he sells it to me, and I gather them in the field, and I do meruach. So those two sets of vegetables do not combine. The goy mishach hashecha, ma'aser, mizeh b'fnei atzmo, mizeh b'fnei atzmo. Right? You have to give ma'aser from each one separately. Because they don't go by the same year, because you had Rosh Hashanah in the middle, it's separate. Remember from Maseches Beitzah, we discussed this recently, a Jew can't harvest the cucumbers on Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean? It's Yom Tov Ochel Nefesh. I want to eat cucumbers on Rosh Hashanah. No. Lakita Kitzira is not one of the malachas that are Mutar Mishum Ochel Nefesh. We discussed then. The Rambam says that all malachas seem to be Mutar Midaraisa, but it's only Midrabanan. Things that you could have done beforehand without any spoilage should have been done. That's what the Rabbanan asserted. But it could be, and many other Rishonim say, no, it's a chiluk on a Daraisa level. The certain malachas are not allowed to be done on Yantif Midaraisa, even Mishum Ochel Nefesh. Right? The language of the Yerushalmi, if you remember, a few weeks ago, we had the Ushmartem Es HaMatzos was connected to the Heter of Ochel Nefesh in the Torah, and we learned from there, Milisha Ve'elech. When do you have to guard the matzos? From when you add the water to the flour. When the kneading starts. Milisha ve'elech, that's the language of the Rishonim, Tosfos and Beitzah Daf Gimel, right? Only from kneading on is going to be mutter for Ochel Nefesh. But picking the vegetables or the fruit off the tree on Yantif, that's not allowed. That's not allowed, right? So that's why here you get a guy to do it. Mishach HaShecha, Rosh Hashanah, we know is like, Yantif. Reb Zeira, Reb Ila. So now we get to the last line of the Mishnah. What the last line of the Mishnah had? Machlokes Beishamai Beis Hillel. About Shvat, about Rosh Hashanah for trees. Beis Shammai goes by the first day of Shvat. Beis Hillel goes by the 15th day of Shvat. So why is that? Chad Amar, why does Beis Shammai say you go by the first day of Shvat? Kfar Yatsu Rov Gish Meishana Kula, because most of the rain has already been done. It's rained most of the rain that's going to come this season. And the Karban Eidi here quotes Rashi from Rosh Hashanah here. Va'ala asraf bi'ilanus. And the sap in the tree has already gone up. Most of the water has come. The tree is ready to grow its fruit. The sap has gone up in the tree. That's good enough for Rosh Hashanah. Once that happens, so that's why Beis Shammai says, okay, now it starts a new year, Rosh Hashanah li'ilanos. V'kfaru b'shal tkufa mi'bachutz. And most of the tkufa, most of the season of the winter is yet to come. Mi'bachutz is on the outside. In the Bavli, it basically switches kfar to afalpi. It means, even though most of the winter season is still yet to come, we still consider it the new year. Still consider it the new year. Period. V'charana amar, and another opinion says, why does Beis Shammai say, you go by the first day of Shvat? Ad kan hinchayin mimei hashana sha'avra. Why? Because the fruit that have grown until now really grew from the water that rained before Tishrei. Any fruit, if you have a fruit that grew before the first day of Shvat, really, those fruit grew mainly because of the rain that happened before Tishrei. So really, according to Beis Shammai, Tishrei is the key. But that's when the water comes, and that's why you stop now. Mikan ve'elech, our fruit that grow now, after the first day of Shvat, heit chayim mei hashana haba. They're really growing from the rain that had come since Rosh Hashanah. So according to this version, according to this day, really Tishrei is the key moment for trees, according to Beis Shammai. But what's the key moment? The key about the water that rains. V'lo yadin ma'ar madah ma'ar madah. We don't know which of these great rabbis said which of these opinions. So min manta amar of Yosef of Ela of Blazer of Shemar Boshia kfar yatzu rov gishme hashana kula v'kfar rov hatkufa mi'bachutz. Since we have a mesora that this one, Rabbi Raboshia said the first reason. Savir of Zira, must be of Zira said the other one. Tu amar kan hinchayim mi'shana sha'avra mikan ve'elach hinchayim mi'yashana haba'a. Right, period. Again, we don't have time to go into it, but we've had shiurim in the past about the symbolism of this. Beis Shammai says, why is this Rosh Hashanah? Because it rained and all the sap is ready for the trees to grow. But Beis Hillel doesn't say that. Beis Hillel says you got to wait another 2 weeks. Why? The trees have to actually start growing. It's not just that you have the potential for the trees to grow. Rav Zevin has an amazing article in La'or HaHalacha where he quotes 10 different machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai always focuses on the potential, and Beis Hillel always focuses on the actuality. Halakas Neir is Chanukah. Beis Shammai goes by how many days are left? 8 to 1. Beis Hillel says, no, you go 1 to 8. You go by, how many days have already passed. And there are many, many arguments that he puts together there, but this is one of them, right? Beis Shammai says you have the potential for the trees to grow, while Beis Hillel says, no, you have to have the actual trees starting to grow. Period. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Akiva shalak et esrog. There was a story one time there, Rabbi Akiva harvested an esrog on the first day of Shvat in the third year of the Shemitah cycle. So why is that tricky? Because according to Beis Shammai, the first day of Shvat, so it's year 3 of the Shemitah cycle, which is Ma'aseh Ani. But if it's Beis Hillel, then it's before the year 3rd year. It's the second year, and you go by harvesting, and therefore it's year 2, and you go by Ma'aseh Sheni. Remember, in the 3rd and the 6th year, Ma'aser Sheni and Ma'aser Ani switch. So he had this suffix. Right? What did he pass on like Beis Shammai, maybe? He wasn't sure? No. The Bavli says he wasn't sure who said what. So, Beis Shammai is Hillel. So, is Rosh Hashanah the first day of Shvat or the 15th day of Shvat? So he called an Esrog. So what did he do? But Nasa Lav, Chumre Beis Shammai, Chumre Beis Hillel. So he did both. He took out Ma'aser Sheni and Ma'aser Ani. How did he do that? We'll see. So says the Gemara, V'lamali Esrog, Afilo Sharkul Ilan. Why would the story have to emphasize that it was an esrog? How about all fruit? Right? All fruit. You have that suffix, right? It's the machlokas, Rosh Hashanah le'ilan is by all fruit. So the Gemara says, really, he didn't have a suffix about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. He had a suffix about a totally different machlokas, about an esrog. There's a machlokas elsewhere where an esrog is called a fruit or called a vegetable for these rules. Tani, kechumri Rabbi Gamliel, kechumri Rabbi Eliezer. That was the machlokas. Galileo and Rabbi Eliezer weren't sure whether the esrog has certain attributes of a vegetable, so maybe therefore you should go by when you harvest it, or maybe it's like a fruit and you go by when it blossoms, which was months before. So that was the suffix. That's why he was machmir. Says the Gemara, but 1 second. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer all the Beis Hillel eden havi. Both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer hold like Beis Hillel. So whether you say you go by blossoming or harvesting, Rabbi Akiva picked this on Rosh Hashanah, on the first day of Shvat. It blossomed, let's say, 3 months before. So they're both in the same year anyway, right? Because you didn't get the Tu B'Shvat yet. So what was this all suffix? They're both within the same year. So, no, this is what happened. Tifta, this is the case of Rabbi Akiva. Again, I remember he picked an Esrog on the first day of Shvat. And he was machmir both. Why was he machmir? Shechanat kodem hachamish asar b'shvat shal shniya. What happened? It blossomed in the before two b'shvat of the second year. So that's a second year of fruit, and therefore you would do Meiser Sheni. V'nichnas ha-shlishis. And then it was harvested on the first day of Shvat of the third year, or later. Meaning, as the Karban Eidah explains here. So now you have the question that it was blossomed in one year, and it was harvested in the other year. Mishun de Besafkale, look at the last couple of skinny lines in the Karban Eidah. Imalacha k'rabi gamliel, desover esrog achalakita kiyarek, mishun de darkali gadol komayim, that's considered if it was harvested in the third. Or you go like Rabbi Eliezer who goes, you go by other trees and that's the second. So that was the question of Rabbi Akiva. He didn't know how to treat an esrog, so he did both. I'll dive back to the Gemara. I'll dive to Rabbi Gamliel, Isurei Ani. Rakod Rabbi Gamliel, who you go by the third year, so it's Meiser Ani. I'll dive to Rabbi Eliezer, where you go by the blossoming, so Isurei Sheni, you go by Sheni. Ma'asa, so one second. How do you do Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani though? Right. Let's say I did Truma. I did Meiser Rishon. The next 10% that I take is automatically going to be what it's supposed to be. Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani. Right. So how do I do both? Right. Once I did 10% of what's left, that's Meiser, whatever it's supposed to be. How is he Machmir? Oh, so you did this. Kara Shem al Meiser Sheni Shabo. He took 10% and he said, this is Meiser Sheni. And then what did he do? He redeemed it and he changed the Kedusha onto money. And then he gave that original fruit to an Ani. So he was able to use the same fruit as Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani. Ufadayo, he called Meiser Sheni and he redeemed it. Vinasu Lani, and then he gave the original fruit to the Ani. Maybe we'll start next time with, he gave it to the Ani. If the whole thing is a suffix anyway, shouldn't we say Amosi Mechaver Lavaraya? He could keep it. You could designate it as Meiser Ani, then you're allowed to keep it. So why didn't he say Amosi, why don't we say Amosi Mechaver Lavaraya? Maybe we'll start with that next time. We'll see. And, if not, you can look in the Sfas MS on Daf Yadalid and others, but, we'll stop here.